From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At a meeting of representatives of more than 50 countries in Istanbul Wednesday, Muslim leaders condemned President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They called on nations to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted the summit. Erdogan said the president's decision meant the U.S. had forfeited its role as the broker in efforts to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Some of the sharpest criticism came from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He told leaders on Wednesday that Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state was, in his words, a crime. He said the Palestinians would not accept a U.S. role in the peace process from now on and accused the United States of being biased in favor of Israel. The United States has warned Pakistan it could lose control of its territory unless Pakistan abandons ties with terrorist groups operating in the country that are growing in size and influence. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson issued the warning as the United States and Pakistan engage in renewed diplomatic efforts to improve their mistrust-marred bilateral relations and try to find common ground to promote peace in neighboring Afghanistan. At least 30 people were killed in airstrikes Wednesday on a police camp in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. At least 80 others were wounded when pre-dawn raids hit a prison that's run by rebels. The strikes were carried out by a Saudi-led coalition. This is VOA News. Uganda's ruling party, the National Resistance Movement, has proposed scrapping the age limit for presidential candidates and extending the length of a presidential term. The proposal has the backing of President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled Uganda for more than 30 years. Halima Athumani has more on the story for VOA from Kampala.
The proposed amendment to Uganda's constitution seeks to scrap the 75-year age limit for presidential candidates and extend the length of presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. The move would benefit longtime President Yoweri Museveni, for whom the parliament scrapped term limits in 2005. The Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee approved the constitutional change in a closed-door meeting last week, and the proposal will soon be presented to Parliament. President Museveni voiced support for the proposal in a meeting with legislators.
2 terms of 5 years is simply a joke. When you hear somebody talking about it, you know that he just wants to improve his CV so that they say he was president. But to think that he wants to solve the problems of the people is totally out. So there is merit in looking at the 7 years.
But members of the opposition said the ruling National Resistance Movement should let Ugandans vote on the changes through a referendum. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
11 members of a militia in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. Human rights groups have hailed the verdict as a landmark decision. In a country where sexual violence is frequent and perpetrators most often go unpunished, a statement released by the NGO called Physicians for Human Rights said for too long those who commit rape in the Congo have thought they were invincible. Slowly there are signs that impunity is not inevitable. Myanmar's government said Wednesday it has arrested 2 journalists working for the Reuters news agency. The 2 were arrested for allegedly possessing important secret papers obtained from 2 policemen who had worked in Rakhine State. Violence widely blamed on security forces has forced more than 625,000 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The Ministry of Information said the journalists and policemen will be charged under the country's colonial-era Official Secrets Act, which carries penalties of up to 14 years in prison. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.